How you doing, ma'am? Do you own a cell phone?
Lieutenant Jim Flanagan of the Manchester Police Department approached drivers as they stopped at the corner of Hanover and Elm Streets in downtown Manchester. He had a smile on his face and an informational pamphlet about distracted driving in his hand.
You know, we're just trying to get the word out and let people know before, you know, the worst happens, you know. And we see most of our accidents, or a great deal of them, are related to distracted driving in some fashion or another.
He walked up to one driver who was hurrying through a breakfast sandwich.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
I see you're enjoying a snack.
That's right, breakfast.
Which could fall into this category, okay?
Okay.
So do a little read when you get a chance, all right? Preferably when you're not driving.
Not here.
That's right. All right, thank you very much.
Flanagan said he'd seen it all so far this morning.
Yeah, makeup, eating. You know, like I said, there was a gentleman that had his laptop open. I'm sure he's conducting business.
State law bans texting while driving and other forms of negligence behind the wheel. But officers say it's difficult to enforce before it leads to an accident. Pedestrians like Joe Pelletier said they appreciated the effort.
I think it's fantastic. Me and my wife, we don't drive and walk everywhere. And we see a lot of distracted drivers smoking and talking on the phone at the same time and not paying attention to where they're driving.
Tuesday's initiative was funded in part through a grant from the State Highway Agency. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.